I got that weird thing that it's the voice ringer. Everybody got it? Hey. That was weird. Okay, now what I want you to do is try to text somebody. Or no, everybody just play your ringtone real quick. Let's just hear him. That's cool. Okay, stop it if you can. Can you stop it? Everybody stop them and get them quiet. Now, I want you to get ready to play it. Stop it. Let me play mine. Okay, that's enough of that. I want you to get it ready to play. I want you to play it only if you have ever sent a text message while in wake. Play it if you've ever sent a text message while in wake. Be honest. Oh my gosh. Okay, stop them. That's a lot. Stop them. Play them if you've ever received a text message while in wake. Oh my goodness. Stop them. I want you to just to hold your phone up and play it if you have sent or received a text message today during wake. Oh my goodness. You guys are crazy. Believe it or not, when I was your age, I'd never even heard of this. And my cell phone is awesome. If you're eyeing it and you're like, that thing looks awesome, it is awesome. I have never heard of a cell phone. There was no such thing when I was your age. There was no such thing as people having computers in their houses. There was no such thing as the internet. There was no such thing as email, Facebook, MySpace. Did not exist when I was your age. You guys are so lucky because these things are awesome. They are so cool. It's such a powerful tool for communication. Just to see how much I use my cell phone and Facebook specifically. Who has a Facebook? Any, you guys are old enough. Everybody can have Facebook now, right? Raise them high if you have Facebook. So maybe a third of the room. I have a Facebook, and I was just wondering how much I used it. So on Thursday, I quit checking my messages and my notifications and all that stuff just to see, just in like 2 days, how much I got. So since Thursday, this is my Facebook here, I got one message in my inbox, 3 friend requests, one, what is that, Jetman? Don't send me those, Branson. No Jetman requests, one other request, 5 notifications. I got poked twice. I've got a bunch of status updates. And so I just wanted to see who my friend requests were from. Let's check these. Stephanie Miller. We have 25 friends in common, but I don't know who you are. Ignore. She does. I don't know her. I'm not friends with her. I do know Kristen Harvey Shepowich. I didn't know her middle name was Harvey. I'm going to make fun of her for that. Skip that step. Kristen, Ben Humanicki, ignore you. Okay, here's my event invitation for Chris Rice from Megan McCurry. I'm not attending that. Stupid. Jordan, where's Jordan? You want me to be a jet man? What is that? What is it? And what do I play against you when I accept this? I've never done it. What do you do? Do I have to wait till you're online and we play against each other? Do I try to get a score and then try to beat your score? No, wait, if I play it, is it going to be on my profile? Is it going to be a, it's on my deal? Stupid. I don't want to have, it does what? It is? Oh, ignored. Nice try, Jordan. Here's my inbox. Got a message from Will Washington. That's awesome. There's Rob Borrego Bentley in here. Got a message from your dad. There's one from Kevin. Kevin sent some freaky thing about 9/11. It was pointless. Bunch of people replied to it. Who's Christina Rodriguez? Oh, she's a fan of the fake Jonas Brothers. That's weird. Okay, did I check everything? I got to poke people back, poke my wife, poke my sister. I got 5 new notifications. That's pretty cool. Aaron Stanley Ford wrote on my wall. This girl I knew in high school. She's got triplets. Yeah. Hey, David, I'm just now getting your message. Thanks for the birthday wishes. I was actually in Dallas for my birthday because my son Jackson had surgery there. Oh, that's sad. Anyways, you can see more Fordlitz pictures at dropshots.com. You guys don't care about this, do you? Oh, look, there's the pictures. You want to see pictures of the triplets?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
They're called the Fordlitz because their last name's Ford. Look at that little baby. Aww. And they got a snowman. That is cool. The snowman. Look at that one. He's wearing sunglasses and drinking out of a bottle. Have you guys seen my pictures of Chapman with a mohawk?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'll skip to the end. I don't know why I'm browsing the internet now. It's pretty cool. I'm going to start having a computer up here every week. Look at that. We just dress him up every once in a while. He's like, what? Allie dresses up as Hannah Montana. And there's me as Fake Joe at home. We went to a costume party. That's why those are on there. That's my website, by the way, if you ever want to go to our blog. Anyways, Facebook, text message, it is so awesome. Here's why I love it. I love text messages. I love Facebook. I love all this stuff because the messages you get on there, they're awesome because they're personal, right? It's from someone that knows you for the most part, and it's to you. Someone wants to notify me about something. They've made a comment on my picture. They've made a comment on my wall. They want to invite me. Jordan, thank you, but I ignored you. They want to invite me to something. They're texting me, and it's personal. And it's so cool because I'm getting my own personal messages. It's not, a general thing for everybody. It's just for me. And what's great about it is it's current, right? It's the most immediate, up-to-date information. Someone sends me a text message. I've got my phone with me. I immediately get the message. I don't have to wait till when I was your age, you had to get home and check your answering machine to check your messages, and you didn't get messages all day. Now you get messages all day, every second, every minute. It's current, up-to-date, right up to the minute. It's awesome. You get on your Facebook, you get all the latest stuff. You got the news feed. Go back. Have you guys seen the news feed on the Facebook? Just keep track of everybody else's business. Right here on your homepage when you log in, you've got this little news feed right here, and it tells Chase Bakarian, he attended Ultimate Frisbee. I've got about all these other people. Tyler Dady left this group. David Miller did this thing. You became friends. Emily Gray wrote this on Jessica's wall. Thanks, dear. I love you. There's so much cool stuff. You're just up to the date. The most current information is available to you. So it's not only personal, but it's also current. And the last part that's so cool about cell phone and the Facebook and MySpace, if you have that, is that it is so easy. Now, if you're like an old person, like your parents are like, how does that thing work? What does it do? But for you guys, it is easy. It makes sense. It's intuitive. It's so easy to get a text message. And right here in the middle of wake or in the middle of school or in the middle of your parents trying to tell you something, you can just be like this and you're texting. Some of you guys, who can do it without even looking? Who can text? Yeah, it's so easy. You can be Helen Keller and you're sending messages, receiving stuff. I mean, sorry, that was a cheap shot on Helen Keller. Rest her soul, I guess, whatever. But it is so easy. It is so easy. And so I love the way we communicate. I love the way we communicate with one another. We never hesitate. When we get a text message, it's automatic. It doesn't matter if your parents are talking to you, if you're watching a TV show, if you're eating, if you're in class, if you're in church. It's automatic. You feel that vibration, you hear that ring, you silence it, and then you don't hesitate, you just check it. Who is it? And if you like who they are, if you're interested, what do they say? You don't even hesitate, keep it in your pocket and send a message right back. You don't ever hesitate to check your incoming messages. It was hard for me to wait 3 days to find out what those 5 notifications were, what that message was, and what those friend requests were on Facebook. I didn't want to wait because I'm so used to it being easy, personal, current, automatic, up to date, every minute, right? We don't hesitate to check our messages. Sit up if you're not sitting up and listen, because this is the part you want to hear. But here's the thing I want to tell you guys this morning, is every one of you, every single day, has a message waiting from God. And yet so often we hesitate to check what he has to say to us. And we seem to be, I know we don't really, but it seems like we care more about what our friends have to say to us, what somebody else has to say to us, than about what God has to say to us. And every day, God has a message waiting for you to read that's just as personal as anything you'll get on a text or anything you could get on your Facebook. It's just as personal. It's just as current and up-to-date. And it's just as easy as the Facebook and the MySpace and the text. It is easy. And yet so often we fail to check, God, what do you have to say to me today? And we just settle for what everybody else has to say to us. And there's a God that created us and made us, that knew us before we even knew ourselves, that wants to tell us something about our lives, and we just ignore it like I just ignored Allie. And we kind of know it's there, and we're not even aware enough to click ignore. And we just kind of go, I'm just going to pass on it. Let me show you how personal God's message is for us. Look at this verse. This is from Hebrews 4, 12 through 13. The word of God, okay, his messages are alive and they are powerful. Look at what it says about God's word, the Bible. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between your soul and your spirit, right? Nothing anybody says to you on a text cuts right down between your soul and your spirit. Between joint and marrow, like your bone marrow is inside of your bones. It's like the deepest part of you. And God's word exposes your innermost thoughts and desires. No other person knows your innermost thoughts and desires, but God's word knows it. Nothing in all of creation is hidden from God. Everything's naked. You're never naked with your friends, I hope. That would be really weird. And exposed before his eyes. And he is the one to whom we are accountable. See, God knows your innermost thoughts and desires. There's nothing hidden from him. And his message speaks to the deepest, most important, most intimate, personal part of you. His messages are more personal than any, hey, who, how are you doing? Or the messages the girls were sending, hey, what the crap? Alexis isn't dating this guy. Remember that, Alexis? Where's Alexis? Right? They're out there sending messages. And that's personal because someone said you were dating someone you're not dating. But that's not as personal as what God knows about you, because he knows if you really do like that guy. You might. God knows. God knows. God knows everything, though. And his word wants to send you a message about yourself and about the truth about yourself. And it knows everything. Nothing's hidden. God's word is the most personal thing in the world. God's word is also current. Like the text message and the Facebook, they give you the latest information. It's up to date. It's current. It's right there. God's messages for you are so current. Look at 2 Timothy. Look at this verse. All scripture, everything in the Bible, is inspired by God. And it's useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives right now. It corrects us when we're wrong, and it teaches us to do what's right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Sometimes I'll ask a kid, leave this verse up there. I'll ask a kid, hey, have you been reading your Bible? No, I haven't. Well, give me your top three reasons why not. And it's always the same. You know, one is always, oh, I'm too busy. Okay. And then if I say, well, okay, really, you're not too busy. You're just not making time for the word, right? So you have time to do all these other things. Time is there. You're just not using it to read your Bible. So what are your real reasons? Because it's not that you're too busy. It's just you're choosing not to. I forgot to tell you to silence them. Go ahead and silence them if you haven't turned up all the way. But I say, what are your real reasons? I'll silence mine too, because now you guys are going to be all clever and be like, let's text David while he's talking. It's funny. Go ahead, try, because it's about to be silenced. Oh, boom. That's what you do to God, by the way. Silence all. Don't want to hear it. And why do you do it? I hear this from kids. Well, God's word, I don't understand. I don't understand it. I don't understand what it means to me. Or they'll say, oh, it's old, right? It's an old book. What does it have to do with me today? Or they'll be like, it's just too hard to sit down and read. I don't like reading, right? Well, this one applies to that middle one. God's word is not old. It is current. It is up to date. It teaches us about our lives right here, right now, today. Here's just a few of the things that we've talked about in Wake and in your small groups this semester. We talked about self-esteem, cussing, gossip, building other people up versus tearing other people down. We talked about our beliefs that determine our eternal destiny. Is there anything more current, up-to-date, relevant, and that matters than knowing where you're going to go when you die? choosing friends, peer pressure, conflict. We just got done talking about dating. All of those are up-to-date, current topics that you're living in the midst of that God's word speaks to. It is useful to correct you when you're wrong and teach you what to do what is right. God's word is personal. It gets right down to the nitty-gritty, the innermost part of your life. And it is current. It is relevant. It makes sense for today and your life. And lastly, okay, God's word is personal. It's current. It is actually easy. You just don't know until you try. When you guys send somebody a text message and you want to know if they got your message, what do you say? You say, did you get my text, right? Anybody ever said that? Did you get my text? Did you get my text? Did you get it? You never say, did you read my text? Because no one ever says, you don't ever ask somebody, hey, did you get my text? And they go, well, yeah, I got it, but I didn't read it. And you go, well, why didn't you read it? Oh, reading's too hard. I don't like reading. Reading is just difficult. Don't send me a text, please. I don't like to read. You guys say you don't like to read. You just don't like to read stuff that you don't care about. Okay, reading is easy. You guys know how to read. You don't ever go, hey, did you see the wall post? Oh, well, I saw that you posted on my wall, but I didn't want to scroll down and read it because it's so hard to read. No one ever says that. Reading is easy. Getting into God's word, guess what? In like kindergarten or first grade, you learned how to read. So you can read God's word. And now it's even easier than ever because I talked about this in December before the new year started, and I'm talking about it again here because it's so important, is that Watermark's put together this thing called The Journey. And it's broken up the Bible into little chunks. I think Thursday's chunk was 10 verses long, and then Friday's chunk was like verse 11 through 26. It was like 15 verses long. That's it. Like you can sit down that day and you can read God's message to you. God has sent you a text basically every day. And if you get on the journey, it's a short, easy to read deal that is personal and that is current for your life. And Watermark, our church, has made it even easier for you and that they've got a devotional written by someone from our church. Sometimes it's a junior higher, sometimes it's a high schooler, sometimes it's an adult that shows you how that passage is personal for them and how it's current for them, and you can help figure out how it's personal and current for you. It's so easy. And you guys have no excuse because you send and receive messages on Facebook, on MySpace, on your text, on your phone, all day, every day. Because those are personal, current, and easy. Well, God has a message for you. And it's personal, it's current, and easy, and it's there for you every day. And so here's the application for today's message. Click back to my computer. I want to show you something, in case you didn't know this. If you are on Facebook, God's message is available for you every day, just the way you get every other message. This is my profile. Here's my mini feed. Let's get rid of that. Here's my contact information. Look at the next thing on my profile is join the journey. Here's today's passage. That's for Monday, Galatians 2, 1 through 10. So Monday, all I've got to do is read these 10 verses. Then I've got this guy, Joe Shannon. I can read his thoughts on it. I'm going to click to it. We've got a Facebook application. It's got his little bio. It's the key verse he picked out, Galatians 2, 6. He pulled out a central truth from that. And then he's Devil Wears Prada. That's a good little title. He's got a good little devotional, some discussion questions for me to think about. There's extra stuff. Then people make comments. You can make a comment on what you think about it. And I've got a little journal that I write down my own thoughts in, and then I go and I see other people's thoughts. But it's just those 10 verses. And it's that easy to receive God's message every day. I mean, God loves us enough that he's given us his word in a big book that you can search through and find what you want to read. Or God has made his word available to us in the same way you read everything else on the internet, and you can just click right on there and get a message every day. And God doesn't care how you do it. So let's say you wanted to read it here on your computer. I'm going to show you this again. You want to read Bible Gateway or the Net Bible, you can read these passages. You just click right here, and it's going to take you to Galatians 2, 1 through 10. Boom. So you don't even need to, you know, pull out and dust off the Bible. You've just got it right here. The Bible's like on your computer. Here's the deal, guys. The messages you send and receive every day from everyone else, in the long run, they're just meaningless and pointless. Even though they're personal, they're current, and they're easy, they don't really impact or influence your life. But God's word has the power to get in there, to teach you how to live, and to change your life, and to draw you closer and closer to your Creator and your Savior in relationship. And I know that's something that we all want. And it's right there. It's personal for you. It's current for your life. and it's easy. So I want to encourage all of you guys to apply this message, to go home. If you don't have Facebook, you probably have the internet. Just watch this. Click up here. All you have to type in is, I want to join thejourney.com. You go here. Look, the same thing's right there. I have this on our Mac at home. We've got a Mac. That's my homepage. Anytime I open up Firefox, my browser, that's the first thing that pops up. It reminds me, God has a message for you today. And then it's also on my Facebook every time I log on there. So if you don't have Facebook, just go to jointhejourney.com, make it your homepage, and you're there every day. If you don't want to do that, you can print off a reading plan, and you can just open up and read it in your own Bible. But it's so simple, and it's so current, and it's so personal just for you. That's the application. Everyone in this room, there's nothing that should be keeping you from going here or going to Facebook and adding that application to get God's messages every day. He has texted you. Don't ignore it. Let me pray. Dear God, I thank you for just giving me a call. Calling my heart. Saying, David, I want to tell you something. I want to interact with you. I want to communicate to you. I know you. I've got a message for you. I've got an invitation for you. I've got a notification for you. Open your eyes and listen. I thank you for putting it out there. Thank you for making it so easy for me to open up and read and understand. I thank you that it's current to my life right now and that it's personal. I pray that every student in here would experience the power of your word as they open it up and receive your messages every day. I thank you again for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I've got a couple, okay.